Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Never disturb a genius at work, so I guess I'm not bothering you, huh?
Thank you.
Hey, how's the speech coming?
I didn't realize there was going to be this much research.
What's it going to be about?
The use of ancient architecture in modern buildings.
Oh, that ought to turn them on. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Brady. Oh, hello, Mr. Hillary. My husband happens to be at home right now, as a matter of fact. Yes, we can both come over. Yes. Okay, Mr. Hillary. Yes, we'll see you in a little while. Thank you. Bye.
Bad news.
He didn't say. But when the principal calls, is it ever good news?
Salt, pepper, cookies. Cookies! Cookies! Salt, pepper, cookies, cookies, cookies.
Alice, Mr. Brady and I have to go see the principal.
We won't be gone long.
Okay, Mr. Brady. Principal? Which principal? Elementary school? Junior high? Senior high? I wonder which kid has done what to who and where.
Robert Brady. My hero is a very famous man, just like Robin Hood and the Three Musketeers. He was a great American, and his name is Jesse James.
Jesse James?
The outlaw?
It disturbs me when impressionable children like Bobby read books and see movies that glorify men like Jesse James, turn them into folk heroes. Jesse James was a cruel and vicious killer.
I'm really surprised at Bobby.
Well, don't be, Mrs. Brady. Look what's happening today. The press writes stories about gangsters and skyjackers. They make them seem very glamorous in the eyes of the children.
All right, today's criminals will probably be tomorrow's folk heroes.
Well, we'll certainly discuss this with Bobby, Mr. Hillary.
Good. Oh, Bobby's teacher might never have brought this composition to my attention if it hadn't been for this.
He knows better than to bring a cap gun to school.
Well, at recess, he was playing Jesse James, pretending to hold up the other kids. Well, it wasn't the first time, so I thought this was an area where the parents and the school ought to get together.
We really appreciate it, Mr. Hillary.
Well, we'll certainly have a talk with him. Though I'm sure he doesn't intend to make a profession out of being an outlaw.
One wrong move from anybody on this train, and you get it.
Don't shoot me, Mr. James.
Just give me your money, lady.
There, that's all I have.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now, everybody stay in your seats till I jump off.
Mr. not. Now I'm the posse hunting you down.
You'll never get me. Nobody gets Jesse James. Ha! Come on, boy! Ha! Ha! Jesse James, you're under arrest.
No way. You can't arrest me here.
Why not?
I just crossed the Rio Grande River. This is Mexico.
Well, vamoose, you caballeros, because all of Mexico is going to get mopped up.
But I have to arrest him first.
Forget it, deputy. Even a U.S. Marshal can arrest you once you get into Mexico.
Is that true, Alice?
As El Presidente of Mexico, I give you permission to take this hombre prisoner.
You can't. You have to have extradition papers.
I've got some. And I am extraditing you into my den right now.
Move it, Jesse.
What's the matter? I got a C+. That's not too bad.
Bob, it isn't the grade. What we're interested in is how you happen to write it.
I had to. It was an assignment.
Bobby, what we mean is, why did you choose Jesse James for your hero?
Well, I guess because he's famous.
Bobby was famous because he robbed and killed a whole lot of innocent people.
Bobby, did you know that almost everything Jesse James did was against the law?
My pal Jimmy wrote about Robin Hood. Robin Hood was against the law. Nobody got mad at Jimmy.
Oh, honey, we're not getting mad at you. We're just interested in knowing why you chose to write about Jesse James, that's all.
Listen, right now, he may seem like a very colorful Western character to you, but in actual fact, he was just a criminal. Now, that may be easier for you to understand when you get a little older.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'll probably just grow out of it.
Give that about 5 more minutes, Mrs. Britton.
Good, Alice. Girls, don't forget the salad forks.
Okay, Mom.
You won't.
Ladies, could I have your attention for a minute?
Sure.
Well, I've almost finished my speech for the convention.
Great.
But I wanted to kind of start out with a joke, because I want to use something to get their attention. So could I try it out on you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear it.
So I come in. I see. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, fellow architects, honored guests. Before I launch into my subject for this evening, I would like to make a very important announcement about our progress in city planning. I hear that we have just torn down a freeway to make room for a slum. That's the joke. Well, to architects, it might be funny, huh?
Oh, sure, honey. It's just that none of us are architects.
And keep us ever mindful of thy bountiful blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Bobby.
I didn't mean to pull the trigger.
We have told you before, no toys at the table, and especially cap guns.
I'm sorry, Dad. I won't play with it again.
Yeah, well, just to make sure.
You and that dumb Jesse James.
What about Jesse James?
Bobby wrote an English composition about him. He's his hero.
I had to write about a hero once. Mine got an A.
Who'd you write it on?
Joan of Arc. She saw visions, and she won battles. And later she was made a saint. She was a great woman.
That's okay for you. You got a lot better chance of being a woman than I have.
Personally, I like George Washington. Now, there's a hero.
Fat chance I got of being father of my country.
Bobby, there are lots of great heroes who are around right now. Take Will Chamberlain, for instance.
Yeah, no, there's a great guy for you to follow.
Yeah, some chance I got of being 7'2". I'm black.
Just eat your pizza.
Chairman, fellow architects, honored guests.
Dad, Mom,
Could I ask a favor?
What?
Well, could I stay up just a little bit after my bedtime tonight?
What for?
You see, there's this really neat movie on television, and I've never seen it. Is it okay?
What's the picture?
Well, it's called... You see...
What's it called?
Jesse James on the Vengeance Trail.
Jesse James?
Bobby, what have we been talking about? We have had enough Jesse James around here, and that's it.
But, Dad...
Bobby, you heard your father. That's it.
Okay.
Close the door. Honey, Jesse James must have killed 45 people in that picture.
That was before the credits.
Imagine Bobby watching a picture like that.
Yeah, imagine.
Thanks for letting me watch the show.
This is one movie about Jesse James we thought it'd be a good idea for you to see.
I think this is the scene where he robs the bank.
Yeah, he shoots all the customers in the back.
Incident.
He edited it out. They skipped another scene where they killed everybody.
Mike, I forgot what happens here.
Well, I'm not sure I remember, but I think this is where he shoots the prospector in the back. Then he rides off with the daughter as a hostage.
Yeah. Boy, isn't Jesse nice to give that girl a ride?
Just when we were trying to prove a point. Jesse James will be even more of a hero to him now.
You know, maybe Bobby had the answer to this himself.
What do you mean?
Well, he said he'd probably grow out of it.
Yeah, maybe you've got a point. Let's just wait and see what happens.
Wow, look at Jesse ride!
It's my speech. I put it right here last night. No, it's not here.
Well, don't get so upset. We'll find it. It's got to be here someplace.
I've been all over this house. I'm around here for the second time.
Mom, Dad, I've come here to discuss a very delicate matter.
What?
My allowance. You forgot.
I did?
Yeah.
Listen, I will give you an extra dollar if you find the speech I lost. It's on paper just like this.
Hey, great.
No. We'll look here. You go look around the house.
Yeah, go pass the word along to the rest of the kids. Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
My allowance. Thanks.
What are you doing?
Looking for something.
Can I look too?
Sure.
Can I ask you something?
What?
What am I looking for?
Dad's speech. There's a reward out for whoever finds it. $1.
Wow.
All right. All you women to the rear of the bank.
Bobby, would you leave us alone?
Just get lost.
Nobody tells Jesse James to get lost.
Well, we're telling you, get lost.
All right. I'll just rob me a different bank.
deck of the second speech in his pocket and forgot it.
Well, for dollars, we'll look.
It's not in this one.
Not in that one either.
Okay, stick them up, both of you. Now that you got the bank vault open, just empty it out.
Hey, you beat it.
You're talking to Jesse James, partner.
Knock it off.
Into the bank vault, both you varmints.
I got a better idea. You get in the bank vault, Jesse. You've been there for 2 hours, huh?
Yeah.
Boys. Boys, what's going on?
The great Jesse James just got captured.
Okay, joke's over. Come on, split. Now, I want this to stop. Am I coming through loud and clear?
But, Dad...
No buts. No more Jesse James, Bob. Now, that's an order.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, fellow architects, and Mike Brady.
Yes?
It gives me great pleasure to tell you that I found your speech.
Oh! Great, honey. Where'd you find it?
It was in a very strange place.
Where?
Your briefcase.
I put it in my briefcase when I was doing research at the library the other day. Oh, how... dumb. Oh, sweetheart, you are a lifesaver.
Is that all I get?
What'd you expect?
A dollar.
Like to check these books in, please?
Certainly. I hope they were helpful.
Yes, they were. I finished my research.
Good. We're just delighted when our library can be useful.
Yeah. I was interested in finding some books on Jesse James.
Jesse James?
Yes, but I didn't want novels. I'd rather have factual accounts of his life.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we have several good books on his life right over there. Honey, can't we put the light out in the old bunkhouse? The cattle drive starts early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, this cowhand needs a little shut-eye.
You know... this is a very interesting book. It was written by a fellow whose father was killed by Jesse James, and it's got a whole bunch of eyewitness accounts of the killings in here.
Maybe Bobby ought to read it.
Yeah, I got a better idea. You know, on the flyleaf, in the biography of the author, it says when this book was written, at any rate, he lived in Sundale.
That's not far from here, is it?
Right. Collins.
Yes, sir, that's me.
How do you do? I'm Mike Brady. Come in. Thanks for coming.
Oh, I'm glad to know someone read my book. I thought I was the only one who bought a copy.
Oh, it was a very interesting book. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. You know, I think you're going to be able to help us with our son, Bob.
I've been thinking over what you told me on the phone.
Hmm?
I feel sure I can straighten out that boy of yours.
Good. Oh, honey, I'd like you to meet Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins, it's Mrs. Brady.
Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, pleasure to meet you, Mr. Collins.
If you'll excuse me, I'll get Bob.
Please sit down. Would you like some coffee?
Coffee, no. I still like mine cooked over an open fire and boiled till it's miserable.
Mr. Collins, this is our son, Bob. Bob, this is Mr. Collins.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Hello, son.
I think you're going to find this gentleman very interesting. Did you know his father actually knew Jesse James?
He did? Wow, am I glad to meet you.
I hear Jesse's a hero of yours.
I wrote a whole composition about him for school.
I wrote a whole book about Jesse James. Only he wasn't a hero to me.
He wasn't?
Nope. Jesse James killed my father.
He did?
Shot him in the back. That's how he usually shot him. Too cowardly to face him, I guess.
I can't believe that, Mr. Collins.
He's telling you the truth, Bobby.
Son, you know the legends. I know the facts.
Mr. Collins, why don't you tell Bob about how it was with your father?
Well, I was just a little boy at the time. My father was riding a train to California. Jesse James held it up.
Did they have a shootout?
Well, it wasn't much of a shootout. My father, with his face to the wall, his hands in the air... and not wearing a gun.
Then why did Jesse James shoot him?
Because that's the kind of man Jesse James was. A mean, dirty killer. My mother used to cry about it in her sleep. When I was old enough to understand, I used to have nightmares about it myself. Awful nightmares about that train robbery. Because that's the kind of a man Jesse James was. A mean, dirty killer. A mean, dirty killer. A mean, dirty killer.
Isn't it great to be going to California?
Yeah. I hear California's really beautiful.
Sounds wonderful.
Hey, how long before we get there?
Oh, not long, son. With these new trains, it only takes 18 days to get to California.
And that's all the way from Arizona.
Hands up! Don't anybody move! It's the world-famous Jesse James.
Never thought I'd get to meet you.
I said hands up! Now everybody throw your purses and wallets in the aisle.
Be calm, everybody. Do as he says and nobody gets shot.
Oh, Dad, he wouldn't shoot anybody. Jesse James is a real great guy. He's my hero. I haven't heard a composition about you and how you are such a great hero. Sorry you only got a C+.
All right, now, everybody. Face the window. Your back's to me.
What do you want him to do that for, Jesse?
Why, so I can shoot him, of course.
But this is my family. That's my dad.
Dad!
No, you shot my dad!
Dad! Dad! Dad! Dad!
You must have been having a bad dream.
It was awful.
Tell us about it.
It was the worst dream in the whole world.
Well, I think I'm as ready as I'll ever be with this speech. Come in.
I'm turning in my guns. I don't ever want to see another gun again.
Good man. I'm glad to hear it.
You were right about Jesse James. He was a real bad guy.
That talk with Mr. Collins really got through to you, huh?
Did it ever?
Well, you just have to be careful who you pick for a hero.
Yeah. Next time, whoever it is, it's gonna be a real good guy.
Good luck on the speech, honey. I just know it'll be a big hit.
Oh, I hope so. I just wish I had a good joke to start it off with.
Hey, listen, I remember a joke that might fit.
I think it's gotta be about architects.
Yeah, it is. It's about this architect who designed a building that had no doors in it at all.
No doors? How do you get in?
Well, you just keep running around it and running around it until you're all in. Get it?
Goodbye, honey.
Hey, wait a minute. You forgot to kiss me.
That's right.
Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Good luck.